Brenton Abdullah now joins us. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, boys.
You got a busy day ahead. You've got rides in every race bar one.
Yeah, busy enough. So it's always good to stay busy and hopefully we can get a result.
Well, you'll be keeping Hawks happy. Hawksy's happy if you...
Well, he turned 70 on Tuesday. Yeah, you've got to look after him.
You've got to keep him happy today. You're riding a few good chances for him. This unraced horse in the first here, unraced filly, I should say, is Val d'Estaing. Looks to move okay.
Yeah, I don't know too much about her. I galloped her Tuesday. That's the only sort of thing I've had to do with her. She seemed to trial well enough for Tommy. But yeah, look, her work on Tuesday was nice enough. She draws well. We'll find out sort of what grade she is today.
Western in the highway. He's racing honestly. And you have to respect Matty's decision to bring him here.
Yeah, look, his last few runs has been honest. He obviously won two starts ago. He's just drawn a little bit awkward from the gate, but didn't even enough highway. But like you said, you've got to respect Matty when he brings him.
Looking forward to the return of Diplomatico. He's only had one soft trial during the week, but he just seems to have that touch of quality.
Yeah, he's always been a colt who's always had that bit of class. He doesn't do too much at home, so he's hard to get a guide on. He's just more one of those horses that, as long as he's feeling well, then you're happy to go. So, look, it's obviously a dropping grade from his last run. He's coming out of a Coolmore to a benchmark 88, but... look, first up last prep, he was in a 1300 metre maiden, when today he's in a 1300 metre benchmark. So he's still lightly raced. He's taken on some seasoned horses, but like I said, he's got a bit of class. So if he can put his best foot forward, then he's definitely right there.
Another one to trial well on Monday was Brutal. Outside draw here, but I can't see too many issues with that.
No, I think the draw suits him. He's obviously, again, he's the unbeaten horse. He's 3 from 3. So what grade he is, well, we don't know. He obviously Hawksy's got a good opinion of him, and I had my first feel of him during the week. He gave me a great feel. So again, he takes on seasoned older horses. He gets in light with the weight. He begins. He'll put himself somewhere on speed, and we'll see what's under the hood there at the furlong.
Yeah, for sure. The main race, you're on Egg Tart. She's a noted good fresh mare.
Yeah, I was really happy with her work, actually, last Saturday. I went down and galloped her, and she galloped with Winks, and she galloped really well, felt great. She was stiff first up last prep. She obviously does appreciate a bit of cut out of the ground, but she's a group one mare on her day, and it's one of those races. You can take Winks out, and they're a competitive bunch, so, we'll... Not sure how Chris will ask me to ride her, but I think she's going well enough.
Sylvia's mother, real fitness edge here, and a mare on the rise. Speed drawn outside you here may help you.
Yeah, she's not an easy horse to ride though, Ronnie. That's the only thing. You know, she's not the sort of filly that you can sort of just jump, give her a dig, and go forward either. You know, you could see the other day she got racing with me a bit when the speed slowed. And look, this is her first try past 1100 as well, so she goes to 12 up in grade. So the main thing is for her, obviously she's drawn awkward, but the main thing is for her to get her to switch off. So whether she pings and she's on speed, whether she jumps fairly and she's a bit quieter, so I'm just going to have to ride her as the gates open how she feels. But look, she's a talented filly. Not many horses could probably get themselves out of trouble like she did the other day, so she deserves her chance in this grade, and look, it's a good fillies race. These are some of the better fillies we've got, so we'll get a guide where she sits amongst them.
So what you're saying is you don't want to, you know, jump and dig her in the ribs and drive her. That's what you don't want to do.
Well, yeah. Look, I ride for Hawksy, and Hawksy's always to ride the horse, not the race. So Look, I'll just ride her. Look, I'm not saying she's not going to be on speed. I'm not saying she's going to be back either. I'm just going to ride her where she's comfortable.
Yep.
If that means she's on speed, she's on speed. If that means she's back, she's back.
Yep. Bella Martini, geez, underrated mare. Just had no luck in the spring in some good races.
Yeah, talented mare. Bit stiff not to sort of get away with the group one at the end of the prep. And again, she's drawn awkward here today. But look, she's a Gossard Guineas winner in Sydney. Again, sure she's drawn out. But even competitive mares race. And if she can get some luck in the draw, I'm sure she'll run well.
And you finish with... the Avenger, who's got his foot on the till.
Yeah, I read him first up. I thought he ran great. Second up, Sammy thought he ran great. Third up here, he's drawn awkward, but he's down on the weight. last race of the day. If they can sort of overdo it up front and can get last crack at him, I'm sure he can hopefully break through to this prep.
And Brenton, in regard to, if I can go back 7 days and ask you about Esther Jarb, you want to win every race you ride in, but for us, it was just good to see the horse back. How much improvement out of last week will Esther Jarb take?
Yeah, she ran great. You're always a bit sort of, you're not sure how they're going to sort of go first up, especially when horses have had setbacks and wind drops and that. So it was just great to see her there. You know, the Esther challenged me and she, you know, she could have just thrown the towel in, but to her credit, she kicked and wanted to go. So I think she's in for a good prep, and I think there's a good bit of improvement there, but we'll see when she goes around next.
Okay, we're looking forward to that for sure. Mate, good luck out here.
Thanks, boys.